It is 3:06 on the Mighty 790 KFGO on the Mike McFeely Show on a Tuesday afternoon. Just getting started of the second hour of this program. Broadcasting today from lovely Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. If you're looking for a place to maybe spend some time this summer, maybe relocate, Pelican Rapids might not be a bad place to be because you can drive about 35 seconds and be at Prairie Lake, and you can drive a minute and 35 seconds and be at Lake Lizzie. A minute and 45 seconds of me at Lake Lyda, Crystal Lake. It's just right in the middle of Lakes Country is what I'm trying to say. It's a beautiful place to be. I'm broadcasting from Hard Lakes Meats here in Pelican Rapids. Just as you come into town, it's right across the road from Birchwood Golf Course. So get down here and check it out. Jason Stetz, the owner, is a sponsor of Radio Waves. He's a friend of mine. He said, Mike, why don't you come on down sometime this spring and we'll go fishing at 5:01. We'll be out the door going fishing for crappies. I said, Jason, I can't deny that invitation, and so I'm down here in Pelican Rapids today. Joined now by the city administrator. I was calling him the mayor earlier, and Don Solga just about slapped me across the back of the head when I called him the mayor, but he is the city administrator of Pelican Rapids, and he joins us now on the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Don Solga. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for inviting me to come out.
It's a small world, because you and I were talking off the air that you have a brother. A much, much older brother, I presume.
Younger.
No, Don, he's older. He's way older. way, he's gray, he's wrinkled, he's older. Dave Solga, who for a long time was the manager at Bully Pulpit Golf Course out in Medora, and I think his wife, Kathy, has said, is still managing the place. So it's a small world in which we live, is it not?
Small world, yep. They've been out there for quite a while.
Now, that's a cool place. And I hope you've taken advantage of having a family connection out to Bully Pulpit, haven't you?
Been there many times.
Good. So how are things going in Pelican Rapids? This is a great time of the year to be here because the fishing opener is coming up on Saturday. I saw a bunch of people at the Lakeland General Store up there in Dunvilla who are opening up their lake cabins this weekend. So you're starting to get things cranking here in Pelican, aren't you?
Yep, you start knowing that spring and summer are here when you start seeing more people just driving through town. Our friends and neighbors out at the lake area, they're back, so things just get busier.
And I'm from Alexandria originally. It's a little bit bigger town than Pelican Rapids, but we saw the same thing there. And in all honesty, it's kind of a mixed bag sometimes because we had Alec to ourselves from Labor Day until fishing opener. We had the whole town and all the lakes to ourselves. Not a lot of people hanging out. Fall and winter are beautiful times to be in Lakes Country as well. We love it. But then once spring came around, it was rocking because people came up and went to their cabins and quite honestly started spending money. And it was all good, and you love it. But there's a little bit of a mixed emotions there, right?
Yeah, and when you go to the restaurants and stuff now, you're standing in line longer. Because the lake people are back, and it's a good thing, obviously, for businesses and everything else. So, and you get to see people that you haven't seen all winter because they've been gone. So they come back, and friendships reassemble and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I shared the story with you that I was down, as I said, at the Lakeland, and I was buying a fishing license actually because I hadn't bought one this year, and Jason and I are going fishing, and there was a couple folks in line in front of me. And the cashier said, hey, good to see you folks again. And, Don and Margaret, or whatever the heck their names were, good to see. And they're reacquainting themselves. That's kind of one of those relationships. It looked like they were of the age that they were possibly snowbirds getting back from Arizona or Florida or Lake Havasu or somewhere. And they're back in Pelican Rapids now. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they brought some of that sunny weather from Arizona back with them. But
it's been a bit of a rough spring when it comes to weather. So is Pelican Rapids doing good? I mean, business is good and everything is strong or what?
Pelican Rapids is doing good. We've got things going on with the school, with their new school project that they're working on. The city's kind of involved in some things they're doing there, so that keeps us going. Above the city hall, we had purchased that building that we're occupying a couple of years back, and we're trying to convert the upper floor into a community center, which is needed in the community. Our existing pool, we're considering what we want to do with that, put money into the existing pool or build a whole new pool in that location.
Sure.
With a bunch of different amenities to it.
I don't live here, but I vote for the new pool.
Yeah.
Just because I think Pelican Rapids kids deserve a new pool. So you go ahead and get that done.
Yeah, Mike, we'll be sending you one of the donation letters, too, when we get to that point. But also, I've been working with City of Perham, MnDOT, the county. We're looking at trying to move ahead with another multi-use trail project from Pelican to Maplewood State Park over to Perham. And so that's taken us, taken some of our focus and attention over the winter months. You know, springtime, just everywhere. With summer coming, you start getting busier. The city, you know, we want to make Pelican Rapids look the best that we can. So our street crews are out, and they're working on the streets and trying to doctor things up and pretty things up. We've got the park crews in the parks. We've got a campground over in Sharon Park that we've had for quite a few years, and we're trying to add a few more spots to it. It's kind of the people that know about it love coming back here, mm-hmm. because it's in Sharon Park. It's right on the river. Great camping spots. Not a whole lot of people know about it, but the ones that do keep coming back every year. Well, more and more people are learning about this campground. And so, you know, we started a reservation system for it, and it looks like it's going to be booked up all summer. So businesses, I'm sure, are gearing up. They're staffing up. They're stocking up, just getting ready for the influx of people that seem to be around Pelican Rapids and the lakes.
A couple things there perked my interest. I'm going to start first with the school project. That was something that I talked about last fall on my program a lot, because there was some controversy surrounding that with some folks who were opposed to it, and they brought in an outside guy, and we won't rehash that whole story. But it passed. The vote passed. There's going to be not a new school, but certainly a refurbished school, and in addition to the school, they're going to fix the auditorium, which I guess is condemned and caving in and everything else. That's a school project, but what is the city of Pelican Rapids doing? I assume it's a partnership that you're going to have to help them with, or they're, you know, you're going to partner with them somehow, right?
Well, there's aspects of their project that involve, you know, they're buying up some properties to the west of the school, and there's alleyways through there and stuff like that. So I'm working with them to maybe look at vacating them alleys to become school property, mm-hmm. that type of thing. So it's just some little logistic things that the city is working with them on to move forward with their project.
How about the trail from Pelican Rapids through or near Maplewood State Park, which is nearby, which is a gorgeous place. If people don't know about Maplewood State Park, you're missing out, folks. It's every bit as good as Itasca. It just doesn't have quite the panache that Itasca has, I think, anyway. And then have that trail go up to Perham. That, if you're talking a biking, hiking, that type of trail, Don, that is fantastic. That'll be really cool.
Well, it's multi-use biking, hiking, snowmobiling in the wintertime, skateboarding, rollerblading, pretty much whatever you use a state trail for now. And we've been working, like I said, through the winter months with, you know, a group of us, Perham, MnDOT, the county. It's basically the county is the overall agency on it, because we're working towards developing a countywide trail plan. Mm-hmm. Because Otter Tail County, as big as this county is, has less trails than pretty much most of the other areas of
Minnesota has
trails.
And it's a place that needs them, because it has like 3,000 lakes or some crazy thing.
I think it's 1,200 plus lakes, and we have the only trails, actually state trails in Otter Tail County, is 20 miles of trail that comes into the county, the Central Lakes Trail down from Alexandria
from
up
through Evansville, Fergus Falls up that way.
The last 20 miles comes into Otter Tail County to Fergus Falls, so we got 20 miles of state trails in this big county. So there's a lot of room for growth when it comes to state trails. Yeah.
And so when might that happen? I mean, I know it's because you have 12 different agencies involved, the DNR and landowners, it's a big deal. It's not going to happen next week, unfortunately. A couple of years, 5 years, 10 years, what?
Well, we're hoping sooner than that. Through the conversations with the county and everything else, we did apply for state bonding money to help us put the trail in. So, you know, best case scenario, maybe by 2016, 2017, we'll have some stage of it in. I think we're kind of looking at breaking it up into four different stages. And so where it starts and what parts get done is yet to be decided. And actually, which side of the roads is yet to be decided.
And if you could do me a favor, because when I come and use it with my bike, I want it to be all downhill both ways. So could you make it downhill from here to Perham and then downhill from Perham back to here?
Or we could maybe have Jason or somebody just push you along, you know, Jason Stats. But, yeah.
Or I could just drive the roads like I have been doing for a long time.
Yeah.
Don Soliga, he's the city administrator here in Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, where I'm broadcasting from today. Fishing openers this weekend, Don, and that's a big deal for Minnesota. It's a big tourism weekend. It is a big dollar weekend. And being in Pelican Rapids with all the lakes I already mentioned around here, there's going to be a lot of people coming around here just to try to catch a couple of walleyes or pike or crappies or whatever this weekend. How big of a boost in the arm is it this coming up weekend coming up for Pelican Rapids?
You know, I don't have any economic numbers, but just like
just,
we talked.
Just make one up. $7 billion. $7 billion is coming into Pelican Rapids this weekend.
Well, boy. thousands of dollars. Obviously, it's a big boost. And again, it's a sign when fishing opener's here, it's a sign that spring is here, summer's on its way, and everything picks up. Everybody gets busier. So, and there's obviously tourism is one of the major economic drivers in Pelican Rapids, as is farming. So we do all we can to accommodate the tourism dollars, get them moving our way. And the lake surely helped that because we got all of them, you know, kind of right around our area. So, the chamber might have some numbers. I don't have numbers, but I know it's huge.
Downhill both ways. That's what more way to attract tourists is trails that always go downhill. I'm telling you, it's the wave of the future.
I think we'll probably generate or, you know, encourage more people to come this way if it's downhill both ways.
Don, good to meet you. Thanks for dropping by. Thanks for taking time out. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks again.
You bet.